discussing. So Josh brought to my attention the language of the Rambam in Parakin Aleph, correct? And then I remember seeing it in the Beis Yosef and the Bach, but for some reason I read the Rambam a little bit too quickly. So let's talk about that just for a minute. So this is a ha'ara that is made by the Beis Yosef, actually, not on the Kesef Mishnah, but on the Beis Yosef itself. When I originally presented the Rambam Shita regarding Heses, so I basically presented it, and mostly this is correct, that pretty much across the board, whether he's dealing with the Marakama or with the Maksik, either way, there's a requirement of Shuas Heses. And the Ha'ara that I made then was that in theory you could be Mechalik. Right. In other words, depending on who's winning, you could make several Chivukim, right? You could be Mechalik in theory, between whether, it's a victory of the Maksik or a victory of the Marakama, number one. You could be Mechalek, we'll get to this in a second, between whether it's a victory, of the Machzik or of the, Marakama, in the Taltalin or in Karka. In other words, just to make it clear, of course you could always be Mechalek, I'm talking about compelling Chilukim, right? So, basically, if we're talking about, the extent to which, you're convinced, or how strong the Motzei Mechaber Olam Araya is, or how strong, the virtual shtar is, or whatever, meaning these are chilukim that make sense. Like when a Marakama wins, is that stronger or weaker than when a Maksik wins? That's what I'm asking. And also I'm suggesting that we could make that chiluk, you could say that, in the Taltalin, the toe face, has the edge, and therefore, even when the Marakama wins, that's more of a reason maybe, for him to take also Shvuas Heses. It's less of a reason. On the other hand, if the Marakama wins in Karka, maybe there is less of a reason. Did I just say it the opposite way? Oh, let me say it one more time, just to make sure. If the Marakama wins, in the Taltalin, there's probably more of a reason for him to take a Shvuas Heses, because the Tfisa is, at least initially, more damaging. On the other hand, if the Marakama wins in Karka, right, so that would be less of a reason for him to take a Heses, because, Karka Becheskas Baleha Omedes is a more formidable, the Chazak, like we said the other day, I don't want to get into that part of it, but both the chazaka is more difficult, to accomplish, and also the, attachment of the Marakama is also more difficult to override, and therefore, in theory, not only could you in general, distinguish, within each of these or across the board between the victory of the Marakama and the victory of the Maksik, but in theory, you could be Mechalek, Gufa, and say, the Maksik always has the toe face has the upper hand in the Taltalin, where Marakama is weaker. The Marakama has the upper hand in Karka, where the Maksik is weaker and the Marakama is stronger. Having said that, I was basically saying that mostly the Rambam across the board requires Shvuas Heses. But the Beis Yosef correctly notes that isn't the case, and even when I specifically said that the Rambam in Perkid Aleph, Halacha Aleph, said that the Marakama has to take a Shvuas Heses when he wins, that is the Halacha, but I didn't read it carefully enough, and that's therefore what I said was incorrect. So if you look carefully at the Rambam, Perakin Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he omits when the Marakama wins, when there's not Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Rambam does omit Shuas Heses. Now the question is, how significant is that? Right? That, remains open for discussion, but definitely the facts are important to know. Kol ha-karkosa yiduas le-baleyem, af bishen ata takas yide-acherim, harin b'cheskas baleyem, strong statement of Marakamus Muxakos, keitzad ruben shay mishtamish b'chatzor k'derav sha'am mishtamshin b'chatzor seyem, darba, right, it gets a little confusing in the realm of this because his Ruvain is the Machzik. His Shimon is the Marakama. Like in the Shacharar, or Tur, it's the opposite. Dorba v'socha l'achem v'bona v'soser yachar zman v'as Shimon v'ta'an alav yamar chatz ezushi tachz yad chali yuzchura hi biyadcha o shi'ulo gezula v'yishiva Ruvain shalcha haisa v'ata machalka li'o nosna li v'matana in ein edim l'shimon shalisa yidu alo. That's like kind of a trick there, I wasn't reading it carefully. Nishma Ruvain Heses v'yamod b'makobo. I mean, that's a case where the Marakama doesn't have any witnesses, and therefore the Marakama, which for the Rambam is Shimon, right, loses. Ruvain, the Machzik, even if he doesn't have Gimel Shanim, wins. That's also very interesting, but okay. Aval and Hevi Shimon, namely the Marakama. Edim shechatzah zushaloha yisaharehi becheskas Shimon v'omim l'ruvain habe raya shemachra onas nalach v'imlo hevi raya nesalken osa li'ena makzir nosa l'shimon ava b'shen ruvain moda l'shimon shi'a yisah shaloh tzoryesh edim l'shimon. So basically this is what Josh was pointing out, that Beis Yosef points out, and that is that in the case where the Marakama wins, where there isn't Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and where there is Raya that he was the Marakama, the Rambam speaks about this as Motzi Michaber Lav Raya, etc., etc., but he does omit the Heses in this case. Then in Yud Aleph Beis, right, he mentions Heses earlier when there is no evidence for Marakama and the Machzik wins, and then he mentions it again in Halacha Beis, where there is evidence for the Marakama but the Machzik still wins because he has Gibel Shanim. So there the Rambam says again that you take a Shluas Yishba Ruvain. Ruvain is the Machzik for the Rambam. Heses Shemachor Lo Shimon Onosnal V'Yipata, and of course that's the most important case for us because that's what we're discussing. What is the impact of after Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? Does it remain a safek? Is it a shtar? Is it just strong garaya? All those questions are the issues that we're dealing with together with the Rishonim on Lamed, Gimel Amud Aleph and the Ritva in the beginning of the Perek. And that's where the Rambam takes a very clear stand. The Rebbe Migash takes that stand. The Rif takes that stand, etc. But reading it very, very carefully, it's correct that in Perikin Aleph, Halach Aleph, when the Marakama wins, in that case, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Heses. And this is the comment of the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simen Kuf Mem, where he says, but it should be noted, the Tur, says clearly that in this case, the Marakama takes a Heses, right? For the tour, Ruvain is the Marakama. Okay. Is like significance to that? We'll assume not for the moment. Although probably psychologically there is, but okay. Anyways, so Ruvain is the Marakama, and he's b'cheskas bala omed, so all things being equal. If it's yadua l'ruvin be'edim shiyodim shahaya becheskaso afili omechad v'hu ata becheskas Shimon u'machzik bo, he's the usurper, the ochal peirosa v'toin shalakacho u'ruvin ma'ara l'avloma shigzula biyado neman v'yishava v'notel es shelo. Okay, so that requires a shvua on behalf of the Marakama, Ruvain in this case. Okay, good. So that's that's filling a gap that the Rambam omits, and that's why the Beis Yosef says here, the Loyadati, this is Sif Aleph in Simen Kuf Mem, the Loyadati Lama Lo Hiskir HaRambam Shvuazu Perikid Aleph Milchus Torah Ushuas Shimon, right? Kishihichsik, you know, Kira'ui. I mean, again, now Shimon, you know, is Okishain Edim LeRuvain. Again, it's not the Rambam Shimon, it's the Tours and Beis Yosef's Shimon, meaning the Machzik Kishihichsik Kira'ui. Okishain Edim LeRuvain, or the Marakama doesn't have Edim. In those cases, the Machzik wins the case. His Kiram, the Parakaniskar. So this is the Beis Yosef asking a very, you know, reading the Rambam very carefully and asking a very subtle question. Why does the Rambam omit Heses when the Marakama wins in Yud Aleph Aleph, when he thinks that if the Machzik wins, right, that there's always going to be a Heses? Okay? Now, just before we get to what the Bach says about that, so just a little bit, since we did this, so I wanted to just look up everything again just to make sure. So it is very interesting that what happens when the Marakama wins in Metaltalin, right? So he'll win in Metaltalin, let's say Dvar Masuyim Lahashil Ulahaskir. What else should we check out? When else does the Marakama win? Exactly. Godros. What happens when the Marakama wins in Godros? And connected to Godros? Or Eved Godol and Eved Kata. So what's interesting in all this is that if you look at Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, which is Dvar Masuyim Lahashil Ulahaskir, where the Marakama wins, right? So there, the Rambam does have the Shua. B'med Dvar Mamur, Midvarim Shenasin Lahashil Lahaskir, Kigon Begadim Peros, Kash Mishabayis, Dvarim Shal Zchora, Ukiyotzi Bahed, Avol Dvarim Masuyim Lahashil Lahaskir, so this is a case where the Marakama wins, just like he wins in Yud Aleph Aleph, he wins in Ches Gimel. Okay? So victory of Marakama in Metaltalin, in Dvar Masuyim Lahashir Lahaskir, requires a Heses, even though it's omitted from the victory in Karka. Okay?
You flipped Reuven and Shimon again, yeah?
What? Oh, you flipped Reuven and Shimon again? Yeah, maybe because it's Metaltalin, right? Yeah, that's a good point. Like a certain ambivalence in the Rambam. Reuven and Shimon. Yeah. Anyways, what about Godros and what about Avadim, Gedolim, and Gatanim? So that's Perik Yud Halacha Aleph. That's Noam says we should look at that. That's exactly correct. That's what I was looking at. So Perik Yud Halacha Aleph is Godros. Behemo Chai She'enish Shmura Ela Mahalachas B'chal Mokom, right? Beroa, Eina B'ches Kasesha Tafsa Machar She Yadu Ala Baylin. Keitzat, Hevi Atove Edim She Behema Azos Yadu Alo. Meaning, who wins? The Marakama. So, Godros, like Dvar Masuyim Lahashil Lahaskir, could have been Mechalek, right? Because, it certainly could have been Mechalek. Actually, maybe it's a Kol Shekein. I'm sorry, I say it the other way. That's a strong, what's more likely strengthens a tainas marakama. Dharmasu mahasha lahaskir or godros? Probably godros, I would think. But either way, the Rambam is consistent in both that you require heses. What about avadim? Now again, remember the Rambam doesn't have godros lachar gimel shani. That would be curious to know. The Rashbam has it, and other Rishonim and Tosin Gittin have it, right? But that's the Rambam. The Rambam is mechalek that when the Gemara says on Lamed Vav, you know, that the, you know, not la'alter but lachar gimel shani, that refers to avadim. It doesn't refer to godros, correct? Good. So the Rambam has avadim. Avadim sheicholim lahalech inan becheska zeh shein takas yadam. Right? Because they're also mobile. Alakim and shehivi atoein edim shezeh yadua shehu avdo v'ala toein ato mechartali ato besatali b'matana inan elan v'yachzor eved lebaylam. Now here, it's actually a little interesting, a little more interesting, because again, the marakama in avadim, you know, who, you know, mobile avadim, you would think would be stronger, equal. What would be the relationship to regular godros or dvarim asurim lahashal lahaskir? Well, I think you might have thought that because it has a shame karka, right? So maybe the marakama is stronger, or at least, you know, it's closer to the being, that of being karka. Right. On the other hand, it's mobile. Right. So again, the whole Eved Hupish Lekarkos, you know, issue in general, you know, is an interesting issue. But anyway, the Rambam here unequivocally says, V'yishava hatoein shalomachar v'lanasa. Okay? So in the three Marakama, you know, victories, right? Asuim l'hashal haskir, Godros Avadim, regular Avadim, in all three cases, the Rambam says that you are Nijba Heses. And yet, when it comes to Karka, right, where the Marakama wins, that's where the Rambam omits it. So does that make sense in theory? I mean, I didn't notice this. I mean, I did know, I'd seen this Beis Yosef Bach, but I don't know why I didn't connect it to this part. But definitely wasn't, you know, focusing on it enough. But I did say the other day that in theory, right, and when Josh asked me the question, that makes sense, if you're going to be mechalek. Meaning, the cheskas marakama is at its strongest in karka becheskas balei almedes. Right? Even stronger than, of course, avadim, and certainly stronger than all cases of metaltalim. Especially cases where there's tfisa, even if you want to ignore the tfisa. Even if you're going to award to the Ma'id Kata, to the Marakama, then, you know, you're still, you know, not going to feel the same level of, certainty, you know, that you do in Karka. So if these Chilukim are correct, you know, then this is very important. On the other hand, there's another Diuk, since I was looking at it, and that is Eved Katan. You're about to say that?
No, I didn't
ask. Okay, so let me just finish this point. Hebizah nitan shetafas ha'eved edim shetafas. Oh, I'm sorry. If you have chazakah on the abadim, of course, that's where you do have chazakah. That's how I read the Gemara in Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Mishtamish b'kedar shavadim mishtamshim b'hem hova lo micha right b'chal ilo ha'shanim harei zanem na ma'amidim osub yadu achar shishaba heses shalakachu mimenu shenosla b'matan. Meaning just like Karka lachar gimel, there's heses. So too there is heses in avadim, you know, lachar gimel. Okay. One could have thought again to be mechalek because you know, the ability to have tfisa in avadim, you know, is you know, again, if not for the godros, call it aspect of it. Is greater. On the other hand, like we were saying the other day, you know, the fact that you have to kind of work hard And, you know, once you do establish a kesher with karka, for the same reason that maybe the marakama is stronger, the chazaka ones develop this stronger, that may be true even as opposed to avadim. So the relationship of chazaka la'achar gimel shanim for karka and avadim, you know, if they're not exactly the same, they might be the same. And if they're not the same, which one is stronger, which one is weaker, you know, that's an open question for the reasons that we've been discussing. Meaning, maybe avadim is stronger because it has the benefit of tzvisas metaltalin in part, or maybe that's what makes it, you know, weaker because it doesn't have, you know, the payoff, let's say, that maybe you get in karka. Either way, avalevet katan she'eni yachal lahalech al raglav b'pnei katnuso. So here the Rambam, you know, this is food for thought. It says hareu kishar hametaltalin, except it isn't metaltalin, right? I mean, it is miyad. B'chol mi sheyia birshuso hareu becheskaso v'amotzi mechaver alavarai. So what's absent here, that's noteworthy, is heses. On the other hand, he does go out of his way to say hareu kishar hametaltalin. This is a case where the, you know, where the tisa works, right? He does say it's harei kishar hametaltalin, nechol mishiyad birshuso, harei becheskaso meitzu mecherel avaraya. So these are words that are used, you know, earlier in Parakhes, and later, you know, somewhat, you know, in Parakhet Aleph, in cases where the Rambam applies heses. So on the one hand, you know, the ubiquity with which the Rambam, you know, almost, you know, invokes heses, makes any omission, it's not like he's saving ink, you know what I mean? So, makes any omission intriguing, you know, and possibly significant. On the other hand, by adding here the words, Hareu Kishara Metaltalin, and when we know that the din in Metaltalin is heses, the Chomishiye Bershuso Hareu Becheskaso Vamotsu Mechavela Varaya, language which also, you know, is used in Parakeet Aleph regarding Karka, where we know he needs Heses. So it's, I'll say like this. The omission that the Beis Yosef, you know, noted in Yud Aleph regarding Marakama is probably a little more compelling than the omission in Eved Katan, but, you know, Afal Pichein, you know, both omissions are worth noting. There's a third omission. Noam, where else should we look? I mentioned that yesterday is not in the Rambam, but Akiva? Dak? Where else should we look? You know, in the spectrum of cases. Akiva? Shalom? Where else would you want to look? Excellent. Tzad of the Peri. Because that's another, right, you know, kind of, you know, reconfigured, right, because that's Laalter, correct? And let's remember the Ksos, right? The Ksos is Ha'ara, and what was it? Kuf Lamed Hei base, was, you know, how can you have, you know, any kind of winning, you know, formula, you know, when you have a reyesa of achvi shtara, you know, confronting. Right, that's a legitimate question to ask, both about, you know, I shouldn't say both about. That's a legitimate question to ask about some of the payer. As we noted, when it comes to, you know, Eved Katan, okay. So, that's an interesting issue. So, what is the Rambam's view in Tzad of the Peiri? What is it? Yud Aleph Tes. Hevi Ruven Edim Shezeh Shimon Bal Asada Kibetz Kavatz Kibetz Peiros Sada Zu Unesanam Li. Again, Tamod Hasada Biyad Ruven. My suggests with a Tamod Hasada is the din of Chazaka, not just victory. The Afilu Ton, Shimon Mecharalo, and the son of Lo Hayom, She'ilo l'makar nasa lo yimishamish es ruvein besad hazu benosin lo peirosah. That's the din of sad of the peir. Again, absent is kshuas asas. Okay, this is this is like ebed, kata in a way. So again, because because he doesn't need to repeat it each time or whatever, or no, because this is again like just like the ksos, this overrides even the reyasa of ak vishtare. Maybe it overrides the need for hesed. This is really riot status. If gimel shanim, mecha'a, imecha'a is not, riot status, but certainly time of the peiri, is. Hard to know. So these are, just to sum up, most of the time the Rambam says hesed. And, he's pretty rigorous about saying it. It's omitted on Yud Aleph, the Marakama of Karka, right? Even though it's there for the Marakama of Metaltalin, Dvar Masuyin, and Metaltalin Godros, and Karka, Avadim, let's say. In all those cases, you have it, but it's omitted only in Marakama Karka. In terms of the Heses, not for the Marakama, but for the Machzik, right, it's omitted in Eved Katan, which is La'alter, and in Tzanda de Peiri. Although in Eved Katan, there's a little bit, more of a reason to think that even though he didn't say it, he's alluding to it, because he does tell you, to compare it, to Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, in terms of Metaltalin, and he does repeat that it's Midin Motzu Mechvera Olav Araya, something which he doesn't exactly fully say about Tzanda de Peiri, although he does say, Tamod Lo, which I think is a key phrase in the Rambam, saying you're a machzik, you're a muchzak bo, but maybe you're muchzak bo, in a more definitive or certain way. So basically, there are three cases that we've identified where the Rambam omits two machziks and one marakam. Okay, so assuming that can we explain why these are different? 100%. We certainly can. Okay. So, again, just getting back for a second, Beis Yosef just leaves in Betzarech Iyun. He just says, Lo yadati lama lo hiskar Rambam Shavua Zu, Beparakit Aleph, given that he does, mention it with regard to the machzik. Okay, so the distinction between the machzik and the marakama, especially in Karka, is something which is certainly very, I would say compelling, but, very understandable. And even with what I'm adding, which is, you'd have to add that, if that's really the case, namely, in Adoma marakama for Karka, and marakama for Metaltalin, and marakama for Abadin would be like marakama for Metalkalin, actually, not like Karka, which would be Kiddush. And by the same token, as I say, Tzana de Peir and Eved, the La'alters, may just be Midin, either Tfisas Metal, well, it can't be, it has to be more than Tfisas Metalkalin, but, or maybe some sort of Araya also. Right. So it's interesting that Bach, in this, has two views. One is to dismiss this completely. He said, So the Bach is along the lines of what we saw pretty much in the Sma, but with perhaps some quantitative differences in terms of where you draw the line. Meaning the Sma in both of his, but again they're trying to solve different problems. The Sma is trying to solve an apparent stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Bach is addressing not so much a stira, but an omission, let's say, in the Rambam. So what he says is, Amacha Kasav Neman V'Nishba V'Nota, this is again, Kuf Nem Aleph in the Bach, right, Zen is Ba'er, V'Simen Tzadi Hei, Avashuas Heses Nishbaim, Kain Kasav HaRambam, Perakei Hikos Tova. He's talking about the problem of Ein Nishbaim Alakarkos. So, you know, the Bach says the problem of Ein Nishbaim Alakarkos is not a problem for the Rambam, because he already in Perakei Hikos Tova accepts the view of the Gaonim, of Haigon and others, and that is that Heses is Nishba Alakarka. Okay. Lefikach lo hizkir shvua zu beperakid ala toin. That's why, since the Rambam already has that halacha earlier in Hilchos Toin v'Nitan, he didn't feel the need to repeat it in perakid aleph halacha aleph, but he thinks you need heses there as well. In other words, he doesn't think that it's an actual chiluk. Ah, but then that begs the question, so if the problem is that the Rambam is addressing is, you know, or the reason he's not mentioning is because he's relying on what he wrote earlier about Ein Nishbaim Alakarkos, so why don't, you know, you have the same you know, policy with regard to the victory of the Machzik, right? So that's where he says well, the Fikach lo hizkir shvuas on Perakid Aleph, aval shvuas hamachzik kishehi kira'ui, interesting words, ubetaina, right, his kira raibid l'sham, lefi sheyesh kolkin kemoshe pirish harajbam, usfiyo dinema b'lo shuam b'shim l'cheskas kib l'shanim b'mokom shtar kaivi, vidu hoi b'yadu shtar kinyin lo yetzorach l'shava, kei kosa beis yosef ayin shama rajwa b'tshuva, right, v'cholek arav haigon, you know, hebiyu atosis perakeskas taflam gimel. So the first answer that he gives is that in Achanami the Rambam thinks you always need Heses for everything, but that he felt that was obvious in the case of Marakama, and it needed to be said because of the Cholkin, right, in you know, in terms of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, quoting, you know, either the Rajbam's formulation or the Tshuvas HaRajba / the line of the Ramban, you know, either because the language of Chazaka or because of, you know, the virtual shtar idea. But what's intriguing, of course, here is, you know, if the, you know, the Bach is basically saying the Rambam holds that you always need Heses. But he's also kind of in his perush, you know, by mentioning it and not mentioning it, he's telling you that he thinks that there's a hierarchy. So is it just lahotzi midatran shel hakolkim, but they're completely wrong, and then, you know, the need for heses is totally the same in Marakama, you know, and in Machzik? Or does the Bach mean to say, if you're going to go that route already, is the Rambam saying, in my opinion, right, the you know, the victory of the Marakama, right, is more decisive than the victory. Oh no, say the other way. The victory of the Machzik, sorry, is more decisive, you know, than the, you know, Marakama. Like the opposite of what I was saying before. I was trying to explain if the Rambam really thinks that there is a discrepancy. So of course that would imply that the victory of the Marakama is more decisive. And the Bach is turning everything on its head and saying, you know, the Rambam can conceive of a world, again, this is not the Rambam, this is the Bach and the Rambam, the Rambam can conceive, but it's a reasonable explanation of the perush, of the discrepancy. The Rambam can conceive of a world where, you know, where it's obvious that a Marakama always needs Heses, I'll add, even in Karka, right? But that a Machzik, you know, perhaps, you know, does not. Meaning a Machzik's victory is more decisive than a Marakama. But you get the effect opposite of what the Beis Yosef is, you know, pointing out, and what I'm know, perhaps trying to explain. So that would be important. And then if you wanted to say that, Pshat, that if you wanted to add, which he doesn't, at least not here, you know, then, oh, and actually, you know, in Sana de Peri, you know, and in Eved, you know, you get the actual echo of, you know, that more decisive victory for whatever reason, and that that's even further reason, not just, oh, the shitos, you know, that are cholek, you know, but actual chilukim, you know, within the koach hamachzik to win, that there's like a hierarchy, and therefore it's important, since there are cases that, you know, then that would also be part of it. Then he goes on to add, oh, maybe, like, you know, we should be more like nitty-gritty, like the Sma, and that's where he does address also the issue of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, V'chein, kishe'ein edim l'ma'arer, right? Hoya tzorech lefaresh la'ruye, right? Diyuka. Let's say there's no basis for the cheskas marakama. Then tzorech lefaresh la'ruye diyuka d'davka b'toein sholchahaya. Aval tomacharta lihasam. Hu d'nishva maksik b'yamod b'mekoma. B'lo sogi b'cherim stam. Aval in ton a maksik lohoya sholchami olam ki b'dika b'tainis ha'ma'arur tarti l'reyusa chada d'tonu karka idich d'leka dror d'mamona ein ala maksik el acherim. So in this continuation, the Bach himself is suggesting that in the Machzik's victory over the Marakama, right, there are, in addition to what I was saying about Tzana Depera and Eved Katan, which are the altar victories, even when there's a Gimel, even when there, oh, this is up. If there's no Raya, and there's no admission, I mean, if there's no basis for Cheskas Marakama, even though there's a Tainas Cheskas Marakama, that in that case there would be no Hesses. So the Rambam needs to tell you about the Hesses for the Machzik, right, to tell you that it's only in cases where there's either independent evidence or the acknowledgement of the Machzik that the other fellow is a Marakama. That's why the Rambam mentions it. For you to understand that when the Marakama is based on less than that, just on the tiniest Marakama, then in that case there'll be no Hesses. Okay, so that's a bit of a different chiluk. It's even a little bit different than the Sma. I mean, the Sma actually says, you know, that, you know, again, that you'd be Mechalek, he says it's for the Shulchan Aruch, but the chiluk would be, you know, in a case where, you know, there was a combination, right, of you have Cheskas Gimel Shanim and he has, you know, zero, you know, basis for his Marakama. But if you don't have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and he claims Marakama, but he doesn't have Raya for it, it sounds like the Sma would think that there is a Hesses. So there's actually a technical differences between, but the broader perspective of the Sma, Sma number one in Bach, Hemsheikh number two, whatever you want to call it, or 1B, whatever you want to call it, doesn't make a difference. There are differences, but they're on the same wavelength. Again, the other chiluk of the Sma was something which we'll get back to, and that's if there's a reyesa in the taina of Avad Shtar. V'chein pasak lehedja, this is the psak of the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg in the Mordechai, right, is mechalek, you know, between, you know, Marakama, whose position is acknowledged or established by Edim, or acknowledged by the Machzik, there you need a Hesses to be Motzi Mimenu, or, you know, whatever, or to for him to retain the I should say Motzi Mimenu, because it sounds like Mishma Benotel, which it isn't. But in a case where it's Taina and Taina, but there's no basis, you know, no verification whatsoever of Marakama, that in Achanami you would not need a Hesses. Gam Ravenu lo kasav de nizva machzik kishein edim l'ma'arer ela beton shalokcho. Mivadai dafka b'toin shalokko minam ha'arer, avotoin shalokko me'acher, that's a different thing we'll still talk about. Motzi and miyado, that's a different story. Okay. Then he says, Ayin od, ulefi perusho ze, nichahod delo kosher b'shulchanara, chapsokim desipala pesipes, kamosha ola al das harav b'haga, meaning the Ramah, lo kamosha kosov marzach ayin sham. Okay. So, you know, the people who, now he's saying, oh, what I'm saying in the Rambam, you know, the chiluk between halacha aleph and, but again, the Bach basically has turned the Rambam completely in the other direction. You know, for the Bach, the need for Hesed, to mention Hesed, is to be either mema'et, parallel cases of machzik where there's no Hesed, or to be mema'et a habamina. And then the question is, a habamina that's completely wrong, or a habamina that's correct, just not correct enough? Meaning, there is a schiluk, and then maybe you'd look for other nafkamina between, you know, between them. Okay. So, yeah. So, again, just to sum up, the actual formulations in the Rambam are a little bit more complicated. When you look at Perek Ches, Perek Yud, and Perek Yud Aleph, mostly, again, Hesus is a ubiquitous refrain. However, it's not in Yud Aleph in Karka of Marakama, of Marakama's victory, and it's not in the Machzik's victory of Tzana de Peri, and probably not in, or at least not explicit, in Ebed Kata. Okay, in these cases, these are the three exceptions. And then the question is, like, you know, what to do with all that? So the, you know, you could just say that, you know, where he doesn't say it, he doesn't require it. That would be the pashtus, and then, you know, those emerge as either virtual shtar or raya tzadis, or in the case of Marakama, a more formidable, you know, Marakama. Whereas the Bach kind of took in Rambam interpretation the exact opposite route. And that is where the Rambam doesn't mention it, it's because he's relying on a general principle, and it's obvious. And where he needs to spell it out, it's because, you know, he has some, either he's being memayit other Rishonim, or he's being memayit his sympathy, you know, with other Rishonim, you know, even though it doesn't end up defining, you know, this halacha, but that inochanami in the hierarchy is that way. Or he's being memayit actual cases. You know, and that question where you draw the line there, in terms of, again, the clash between the Machzik and the Marakama, and then I'm just adding to that the Tzana de Peri and the Eved Katan set. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
Yeah, in the Bach's first suggestion?
His first suggestion, yeah. Yeah, he's assuming that.
Right.
He's assuming that the Marakama case, everybody in the world would agree that there's always going to be Hesus when the Marakama wins, even in Karka.
Even though it's not really true, meaning there are those
that are what?
Isn't it possible that there are Holgim?
I mean, sure. I mean, the Beis Yosef, you know, we're thinking that maybe the Rambam is in the calling. Sure. Yeah. I mean, and Misvara, you could say, again, I was trying to bring out, for the sake of thoroughness, like where you have it, where you don't. I mean, it is clear that Marakama's victory in Betaltalin, right, and in Avadim require Hesus. Although that doesn't mean that there aren't Yeshchokim there either. Right. But I'm just saying, so, oh. But I think, I'm saying even stronger, not only might there be Yeshchokim, put it this way. The argument about Cheskos Kimmel Shanim and its Yeshkolkim is very, very prominent. You know, it's all the Rishonim. We're all weighing in on this. Like, you know, it's very on the surface on Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, and that Chakra Vatari. You have an explicit Rashbam, an explicit Ra'ah, an explicit Tshuva Sarajba, an explicit against Tosfos, you know, Ramban, Rimigash, Rambam, you know. So I think it's just, you know, it's just an easier target. Marakama, there's just not so much discussion and information. It comes up in the Rishonim here because of, you know, this idea that Lukucha Biyadi would get you out of a Shvuach, you know, implies, you know, that, you know, somehow there's no, you know, there is a Shvuach, there's no Shvuach. You know. So I do think it's conceivable, for sure. I think it's even, maybe, you could even say it's Shita Sarama. That's even stronger. Okay. I just think it's so interesting that the, you know, that the Bach just flipped it. You know, in terms of the significance of it. You need, you, when you say it, it's because you're self-conscious. You know, and you're considering that it's not true. And when you omit it, it's because it's obvious. As opposed to you omitted it because it isn't true, and you mention it when it is true. Right. But that, those are very legitimate, you know, ways to interpret things, you know, anything, including Rambam. So I just think it's an interesting... Okay, good. Oh, that took much longer, but okay. Good. Did, was there a question on that, or were... Josh, were... It's all your fault. No. Good. Okay. So having said all of that, let me talk for another minute about Kol, because we mentioned the Kol yesterday also. But I think there are other things too. As I say, the either way, yes, Diyukim in the Rambam, no Diyukim in the Rambam, you know, this general question that we're discussing here, just always, you know, the details are the details, and, you know, it's always important to remember just, you know, what the bigger issues and questions are. So the questions that we're asking here are, you know, when Amara Kama wins, and this, like, there's a struggle, right? There's a toin, it's toin v'nitan. That's the ultimate struggle, right? It's a din Torah. Each side is presenting, you know, a case. You know, if it was decisive, you know, then it would be, you know, simple. But the whole point is that, you know, we're trying to parse, you know, we're trying to, you know, determine al pi din, like who's in a stronger position. But when you have this kind of a din Torah, you know, and even when you come to a conclusion, so really what we're discussing is, like, you know, the margin of victory and the impact of the victory and the extent to which, you know, once there is a victor, you know, the spoils go to the victor. But to what extent do we look at that as a badai, or just as a motzi mechaber olav araya, you know, as an arrangement, you know, in which there still remains a safek? How easy can it be disrupted, you know, with a little bit more, you know, evidence or support, you know, on the other side? That's one question. And, you know, what concessions, you know, are appropriate, you know, even given the victory, you know, whether you want to call that on the level of, you know, L'Hafiz Taito Shabbala Bias, or something even more substantive in terms of, like, you know, more of a, like, at least only a Raya or a Shua, you know, so I get the satisfaction of knowing, you know, that I, you know, left no stone unturned, or if that's the case, that's, you know, Shvuas Hashem Tia Bein Shnei, and that's like a whole, you know, sugya, or, you know, like, do I, am I supposed to have like a little Schadenfreude, you know, that, okay, I'm losing the case, but at least I know that you're being Nijbal Lasheker and Bezdin, you know, so that's like an issue, Shvuas Hashem Tia Bein Shneim, but not for now. So, but whatever it is, the point is that, you know, the more comfortable we are with the victory, you know, the wider the margin of victory, and the closer it is to, or at least temporarily, until you reopen the case, we view it as a din vadai, so the less room there is, you know, to easily, you know, go back and disrupt it and overturn it, A. And B, to allow for concessions, even, you know, l'hafiz taito, never mind, you know, more tochen-oriented ones. So that, you know, impacts things like, is there going to be a hesses, you know, or not. You know, so to say then that, like, not all toin v'nitan victories are identical, you know, when the Marikama wins, it's one way. When anoxic limbs, it's another way. Or, you know, even structurally, if that's what we're talking about, maybe the Murakama's victories in Karka are different than his victories in Metalkalin, and Murakama's victories in Metalkalin are different than his victories in Karka. Or, to say that in forgetting all that for the moment, the devil's really, really in the details, and say, like, you know, oh, you know, each case we should look at the margin of victory, you know, and what each person, you know, how many malusas on each side, and what's a malusa, you know, my strengths or his, you know, weaknesses, you know, things of that sort. So that, you know, then, oh, there's just different models of the margin, the nafgamina, you know, in terms of overturning or requiring hesses, or and so on. Okay. So that's really what we've been doing and been discussing. You know, so when we compare, like, oh, cheskes kevushanim, you know, migu, rov, hazaka, edechad, you know, that's also what we're doing. Okay. So having said that, but within the cases themselves, so that's why kolot, you know, becomes a little bit of an interesting, you know, issue. Assuming when you have, like, you know, it seems like you have the means for cheskes kevushanim, but on the other hand, you know, there's a, on the other side of it, there's a call, right? So that's also a force and a factor that needs to be, you know, evaluated, you know, out there. So I think there are two issues, as I, you know, already said yesterday. One is, you know, the internal effect that the call or something like a call may have, you know, on the, you know, on how compelling, you know, this chazaka, or what, how big a, you know, how wide a margin, if you want to use that language, you know, a victory this is going to give us, or even if it gives us a margin of victory at all. Right. As you could say that, oh, a cheska skimul shanim, which is, you know, overriding, you know, a call, is just a weaker chazaka. Not objectively, because the conditions that engender cheska skimul shanim are out there, or they're not. You know, but that's an interesting objective question, right, which we're talking about, which is, yeah, so, you know, it, all cheskas gimel shanims are the same, you know, but, you know, when they're, you know, counterbalanced by other forces, so then it's, you know, you take that value, whatever it is, that's a 5, you know, it's a, you know, it's, or it's an A or a B plus, you know, raya. So it's always a B plus, we'll call it a raya. You know, but now you have to, you know, can, what's the effect of a call against a B plus raya? That's different than saying this is typically a B plus raya. You know, when it's against a call, it's a B raya or a C plus raya. Okay, so that's one question: does call or some other counterforce undercut, you know, the quality itself of the chazaka to begin with, right? And that might depend on the, you know, the interaction between the factors and forces, you know, not just on, you know, their relative values, something that we've seen again and again and again, right? Or no, as I say, it's always whatever it is, but, you know, let's say it's always a B plus, and because it's a B plus, you need a hesus, you know, so let's say it is, since it's only a B plus and it's not a an A, which wouldn't need a hesses, you know, so maybe it's also doesn't get to override, you know, a call. Forget about the internal question, you know, the quality of this chazaka thing in general. Right. So that's why these parallels become important. Anyways, the call issue, you know, could be, you know, a discussion in the Gemara. Right? How so? Simcha Leib? You look a little... Are you with us? So, which Gemara? Are you? Lama Gimel Abdala. The end of the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, just read that line if you don't mind. The Gemara says, oh, you have a migu, right? And we already discussed what impact, winning generally would have on Hesses Bekarka, Hesses generally, as a Vadai, good. Then the Gemara says, the whole Rav Barshirshum case isn't going to work anyway, or maybe it's not going to work. Why? Because Lekucha Yibiyadi Lamatzis Amris. Why? There's a coal. The coal undercuts something here, correct? Ella zil ahadra nehelayu, right? Nechigad liyasmi ishtoi dina bahadai. Okay. But there's a cheska, we're saying there's a chazaka here, right? There's cheskas gimel shanim. So there's cheskas gimel shanim. Right? And a taina. But there's a kol. So how does the Rashbam interpret? Are you? Yeah. Which is not good for him, right? Tahash the Shlimu Shnei Mashgunta. So basically what the Rashbam did here very neatly was what? He took the call. He instead of perceiving it, as a direct, clash between the chazaka and the kol, right? He turned it into the equivalent of a macha, because if there's a kol, then the way he puts it, hayulachali zar dishtarcha. Correct? Well, see, that's what the Rashba did also, or others, or the Rabbeinu Chananel, I should say. If you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and that group and so on, maybe you don't even need to say it that way. You could say better. What could you say? Well, along the same lines, but again, the same idea that the kol is the equivalent of a macha. Meaning your shtika, if the shtika is, what's the ikar of the macha, right? The ikar of the macha is, to trigger, izarnish bishtare, or the ikar of the macha, is to establish that there's no riot studies because you're not really being silent, or your silence is not a deafening silence, correct? Right? It's an insignificant silence. Not a legally consequential one. Right? So we could have said it that way. Again, we're always on the lookout, for, the different ways that, Mecha'a and Chazaka, work. So it's just interesting that the Rashbam here, zeroes in on Izdar and Ishbishtar. Maybe Lishitaso, in terms of virtual star and stuff like that. But if you're going to be a virtual star person, you're going to mostly focus on his Dharan his Bishtar. Right? So I don't think it's a coincidence. We'll see. The Rabbeinu Chananel does it too. But you could have just said, right, you don't need to be mocha when there's a call. Right? Because there's no one thinks when there's a call, right, that you're conceding your ownership. Okay, either way, the point is that the call isn't the it's not a call against a chazaka, it's a perspective on mecha, and this perspective happens to be izdarinish, but you could easily substitute it with ein shtikas, marakama here, because she is call, right? There's no consideration that he's conceding. He thinks he's always in good shape. Yeah? What it's supposed to say? Oh, with Kinyan Shamru. Okay, so what's the point is that Tosis doesn't think that the call is the equivalent of a macha, this kind of macha or that kind of macha. What does he think?
Through the call, you never would have. You have to actually say this kind of equivalent.
Due to the call, there's no migu. What is it? How would you characterize it? No, I wouldn't say that. What would you say? Not the macha made him. Yitzhak? Migudah-Aza. Right? Sifalei Milsa, that kind of meaning. You know, he's reticent, you know, to say, you know, he would win if he would do it, but there's a kol, so it's lo naim. Right? There's something, you know, that makes it an unattractive alternative. It's an alternative winning taina, but it's unattractive. Right? And that already explains, or that already doesn't give him, from, let's say, from the Beurer point of view, the credibility. This is Bali Tosis Shitasa, right? Bali Tosis all over the place. You know, Bab Mitzia, you know, Shavuos, you know. The Bali Tosis are very, very, very comfortable with the idea that Migu Dehaza Lo Amrina. Right? That's their pshat in Moda Benixas. Right? So, okay, I mean, why is it that, you know, Migu Dibo Yamar Kofra Kol Neman Lomar Motiva Mikzas? The answer is Einan Amez Panu Vfnei Bal Chovo. It's a Migu Dehaaza. That's how they read it, not like the Rimigash and the Rashi and Babakam. Correct? Okay, good. So Tosis here says it's a Migu Dehaaza. Would there, if there was, but Stam, the fact that there's a Kol which is at odds with the conclusion of the Chazaka, no. And they also didn't think, apparently, what Rashbam felt, which is that this is, you know, a macha. Maybe they didn't think it was a macha because, you know, maybe they don't go along with the Zdarinish Bishtare aspect so much of, you know, for them it's more like Migu, you know, Migu the Shaskin. Maybe they're not so convinced that this is, you know, negates the Riot Stadis part. I don't know. Hard to know. If you look at the Rajba, I told you to look at the Rajba just as an example. Other Rishonim say also, but if you look at the Rajba, you quote just, it's really the Rabbinic Chanan, is very interesting. You have it there? Okay. Right, he quotes the Rach, Pirch Ra, Pirch Rach. There's a lot of other Rishonim also. I just don't want to get stuck here. You know, each of these Gemaras is a world. Pirch Rach, you have it? Oh, again, is that really true? That's the Yisod of Macha? The answer is that's a huge Macha, because of Rishon, right? But that's what he's emphasizing. That's kind of what the Rashbam seemed to be emphasizing, right? Okay. Hacha kibon. Okay. So the Reyes is alive and well. I don't think in the Rashbam it's an issue of Reyes. I think it's an issue of, well, you don't have, therefore, a virtual star, right? He's saying more it's... okay. Well, it's hard to know which one he's saying. Okay, either way, Macha. It's the same as Rashbam first. But then the Rashba adds, Yesh Mefarshim Perish LePerusha Shal Rach. Oh, so that's actually very interesting, right? Meaning the assumption both of the Rashbam and the Rach is that this doesn't work. And this taina of lekuche biyadi in this case doesn't work, right? But if it's midin mecha, then it would only work if the kol existed within the, with, you know, before the 3 years, right? Because then this, the shear of mecha is within 3 years. But let's say that wasn't the case. Let's say mecha, let's say the kol only existed after the 3 years. What? Then the chazaka would work because it's a chazaka b'li mecha. There's no hizdar rish b'shtari or whatever. Okay. Of ode. Oh, so that is very interesting. And on that point, the Rajba disagrees. I mean, you need a kol. A certain, there are different levels of kol. A kol is chazak beidina is like the standard, you know, of what's considered a proper, effective kol. Says the Rajba, go ahead. What's he saying?
It's enough if people are calling you a gathering union, even if it doesn't come to the base.
Yeah, so why, how come normally you require a call this chazak bevedina?
So basically the function is nivla.
The what?
Usually it's not based on what the person themselves.
Meaning, you're right, but just say a little more clearly. You're saying it, but meaning what Tosis is, what Rajba is doing here is very important in both points that he's making within the Rach, is telling you, you know, and not in so many words, that there are two different dinim here. Right? You could talk about kol in this context as kol, or you could talk about kol, right, as a mecha. So what the Rajba is saying, that's the perush leperusho of the Rach. He's saying, you know, if it's going to work as, and basically there's a kula and there's a chumra, right? This is what he's saying in so many words, right? The kula, I guess, is like if the kol only arises after gimel shanim, then the chazaka is going to be totally fine. Because a chazaka here will be the kol, right? The only thing that won't, you know, work is if there's a mecha to the chazaka. So then, of course, the kol, if the kol is ein lecha mecha gedol mizu, then it's got to be within gimel shanim. There's also, so that's a chumra, right? But it's also a kula, in that, like, what kind of kol do you need? Do you need, like, a formal kol? A kol that qualifies in terms of the standards of kol in other dinim, a kol is chazik bebei dina? The answer is no. Why should you? This isn't, doesn't have to achieve some, you know, quotation status. It doesn't have to be a LP din kol. It just has to satisfy lemaisa, our assessment, you know, that ein lecha mecha gedol lemizu. It's not kol midin kol, it's kol midin mecha. Right? So kol midin mecha doesn't have to achieve, you know, beidina, but it does have to be within gimel shanim. Right? But what, you know, let's say those who think that you do need, you know, a kol dis chazak bebeidina. So there are two possibilities. One you could say is, well, if it's a cheap, you know, substandard kol, maybe it's not going to serve sufficiently, you know, as ein lecha mecha gedol mizu either. Right? It's one possibility. Because it's true, it's not that we need a formal kol per se in Hilchos Kol, but, you know, if the formal kol in Hilchos Kol, you know, is the one that's more consequential, you know, maybe we still need that depending on what, you know, level, how easy it is to accomplish a mecha to disrupt, you know, a chazaka. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The simple pshat in the Gemara is not like the Rajba. Right? It's that there's a keskas gimel shanim here, but there's also a kol keneged. Maybe that kol keneged, you know, knocks down the status of chazaka from a B plus to a B, or from an A to a B plus, whatever it is. Or, forget about that, that's never the way it works. We just judge a chazaka as a chazaka. It has its own value. Okay. So it's a B plus. But when you have a B plus, you know, and you have a call against it, you know, and it's not a certainty, you know, then maybe the Marakama is going to win. Right? Or maybe the Chazaka can't win. It's not strong enough. The margins are very small. This then is parallel to the Hesis issue. That would require, presumably, a call the Iskazak Bebedino, on the one hand. On the other hand, whenever the kol, or whenever the kol surfaces, it shouldn't matter. Because it's not the kol undermining the chazaka, it's the kol as a counterforce to the strength of the chazaka. Right? So this is really a very important issue in a way that parallels Hesses, right? As possibly do, you know, other issues. Okay. Then you have the Raibid in the end, who's like similar to Tartosis, right? Raibid Piresh, right? The Lav Lamember Di Toin Lukucha Ibiadi Lomahaman. That's what the Gemara meant. The Vad Di Toin Mahaman. But I think the language is very interesting. Go ahead, Arye. That's what you have to read slowly and emphatically. You know, I told you he's getting speech credit in this. The lo mevatlinan lechazaka mishum kala, right? Ella lamatzasamris tiksivalach milsa kamar. What's that? Migudaza. Okay, but the you know the important line here is, what are you thinking that a chazaka can be overridden or limited, you know, by a call? Right? Of course not. Why? Because chazaka is what? The makom shtar? It's you know, chazak? You know? Kol is just not strong enough? Well, there can be very many different reasons, right? But, yeah. So that, you know, is an interesting parallel to the Hesses question. You could also, in addition to the Hesses, you know, question, you could add, you could merge them together and say, oh, what happens when you have a chazaka, keneged, you know, a kol, maybe that's a reason for Hesses. Even if typically, you know, there wouldn't be a reason for Hesses. That could be a factor, too. Right? Okay. Good. So let's leave this issue for the moment. So part of the whole discussion that we've had here excuse me, is this question of, is Darinish Bishtare? And, you know, and the role of, and comparing, let's say, chazaka to shtar. So as we already noted, this is the virtual shtar idea. Get back to that for a minute. So, getting back to that idea for a minute, as we noted, in the Gemara, right, it appears in a couple of places, potentially, depending on how you interpret the Gemara, how you interpret the sugya. One, of course, so the first one that we encounter it is Lamed Omen Aleph. Matan, want to just read that Gemara quickly for us? The Gemara on Chav Teslan based on Lamed Omen Aleph. We discussed it quickly, but what happens there? Ahu Damar al-Khabari? What? Yeah, just if you could get the background of it, so we. Yeah. Right. Ahu damal lechabre, my boy is by Besa. Go ahead. Yeah. So it's a suffix, right?
Yeah.
We're not really sure whether this karka, you know, who it goes to. Yeah, go ahead. Meaning, right? So it should go to the Marakama. Go ahead. Yeah. Who's in the karka? Okay. What interests us more is the Rav Nachman Stira? In the case of the Chazaka and the class between Chazaka and Marakama, right here. Yeah, go ahead. So what's the idea? So again, this is the key line. Hachalai hela de nakit shtara. Right? Mila amin and kaim shtarcha v'kum b'nichsi. Right? I mean, even if you had a shtar, the guy can demand what? Kim shtaros. Right? So if he can demand kim shtaros, then he can demand, prove you're a chazaka. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is the language of the Gemara, as we'd already noted. The words, aval hacha lo yehei ela denokit shtara, right, can, broadly speaking, be interpreted in one of two ways. One of three ways, maybe. But broadly, one of two ways. Okay, we'll call it most Rishonim interpret the, we'll call it the innocuous way. And the Rashbam certainly, and others, interpreted it the more, you know, again, consequential way. Right? The way the Rashbam read it was that the Gemara is really equating, right? The Gemara is kind of describing Cheskas Kemoshanim as a kind of virtual Nikita Shara. You have a line in the Rashbam? Go ahead. Right. So this is the key. The Chazaka shel gimel shanim b'makom hashtar hiba'a. That's the key words in the Rashbam. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, of course, when you have, you know, that, you know, like, does he mean that? Okay, but we also saw ready, lamed gimel lamed aleph. I'm not saying they're all consistent, but, you know, cheskas gimel shanim b'makom shtar kaima on lamed gimel lamed aleph to explain why there's no heses. Okay. Again, whoa, that's also like, what does that mean? And then we had, just in what we've seen so far, there are way more. We had nun zayin lamed aleph, right? To explain, again, you know, the difference between Nechse Ager and Chaveiro. It's like, how can you explain that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is, you know, something that looks like Kinyan L'Chaveiro, Chaveiro Nomi L'Okano, L'Inyan Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So, again, there are things Gil also says, because your claim is that you bought it with a shtar, and the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is something which supports that claim. So we have a bunch of Rashbams already. We'll see if there are more. Where the Rashbam understood, you know, that when the Gemara makes reference, you know, or doesn't make reference. Put it this way: it's in the upfront consciousness, you know, of the Rashbam, right, that Chazaka, you know, establishes ki'ilu you have a star in your hand. Whereas the Gemara itself, as we already noted, here on Lamed Amud Aleph, doesn't have to be saying that at all. Right, Matan? What could it be saying?
Could just be something more technical.
Number one, the direction is Kol Shekein. right? We're saying is, listen, you know, let's say you did better than Cheskas Gimel Shem, right? You had, you know, an actual shtar in your hand, which everybody agrees is superior than just having Cheskas Gimel Shem. Even let's assume for the moment Cheskas Gimel Shem has zero to do with the shtar, right? I mean, you don't have a shtar, that's background. You have instead Cheskas Gimel Shem. You know, that's good enough in, you know, all things, you know, being equal, but it's certainly not as good, you know, as if you had a shtar. If you had a shtar, you wouldn't even be discussing all this. So your Cheskas Gimel Shem, you know, is never going to be better than a shtar. If even in a shtar you can demand, you know, the equivalent of a raya by saying, you know, I insist on having kiyum, chosamos, right, then you can certainly request, you know, some sort of support or affirmation to the claim of Cheskas Gimel Shem, correct? So, in other words, if the Gemara was saying it, you know, lekula, they're saying, oh, treat Cheskas Gimel Shem like a shtar. Let's say the Gemara was saying the opposite. Like, you know, if you have a shtar, so midaraisa, you'd say to Machsum Lashar Nasik Mishnechra, just a Bethesdin, and just wave your shtar, and you, that's, you know, that's the green ticket, and you, you know, and you win the case. You know, huadin Cheskas Gimel Shem. In other words, you know, the optimal impact of the shtar carries over to Cheskas, you know, Gimel Shem, which is Bab in Makoma, or Bab Biglal She'ein Shtar. Like, that would be very tamua, right? You can't, you know, that's against the laws of logic. You know, this is better, and therefore it works, therefore that is worse, and it'll also work, right? That's, you know, that's not, you know, logical. But that's not what the Gemara is. The Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara is saying shtar, a more powerful force, if you had it, you'd be in better shape, and even then there are obstacles. So there's certainly going to be obstacles to Cheskas Gimel Shem, but that's not how the Rashbam read it, with Shitasa. So the Rashbam has this idea of, as I say, virtual shtar. Somehow, the chiddush of Cheskas Gimel Shem is that we, you know, are projecting, you know, not only that you are the owner, but the way to project that you're the owner, because this is part of your taina, is that you are the owner and you had, and you did a proper kinyan, you know, and you have a shtar, which is actually really interesting because, like, in theory, that is your claim, right? In theory, you could be the owner, you know, without the claim that you have a shtar. You know, that's not the only method of kinyan karka, right? There's kesef and there's, you know, chazaka. So let's say the guy were to come and say, kanisi mimcha bekesef, kanisi mimcha, you know, this is an interesting issue. You know, bekinyan, you know, chazaka, right? Would you still say, you know, chazaka b'mokom shtar, you know, even, you know, lekula, like as a virtual shtar, and you don't need hesses? Or is it only with the claim that you actually really had a shtar, so now we're, you know, I think that's an open question for the Rashbam. It's just not clear anywhere, as far as I know, in the Rashbam. You could have said that, or for the Ra'ah, you know, or for anybody who holds this way, you could have said, yeah, you know, the Cheskas Gimel Shem makes us believe his taina, which was that he was Kona Bishtar. So we now believe that he had, and therefore for all intents and purposes, has, you know, a shtar. Wow, okay. Because the assumption is, let me make it clear also, why is there that assumption? I mean, that three methods of, you know, of kinyan, you know, karka, or, you know, if you want to throw in sudar, so, you know, we're already up to, although we, our whole ha'ara was, it's not a fourth, it's just, you know, a generic, you know, kinyan method, whatever, or other kinyan, whatever it is. The answer is, of course, because typically, you know, you're going to be kona b'shtar, you're going to have a shtaraya. Like, how many people are going to enter a real estate, you know, deal you know, without any verification. Right? In the Olam of real estate, I'm sure that they would affirm that that would be highly unlikely. So the assumption is, you know, that there either was a Shtar Kinyan or there's a Shtar Raya, one or another. It doesn't matter. For purposes of winning the case, you know, you don't have to claim that you were Kona Badera Kinyan. You just have to Shtar. You just have to claim that I had a Shtar. So, but what would happen if you didn't? Let's say you said, you know, I was trusting, you know, we're neighbors, we're brothers, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, I was Kona Bekinyan Chazaka or Bekesef. There never was a Shtar. Okay. And again, you know, Itrele Achvele Shtar already, the Itrele Shtar. Itrele, you know, assumes that, like, this, that's not likely to happen. It's just not a credible, you know, circumstance. But let's say you did the Cheskas Gemoshanim. Right. You could have said, let's say, Biguti Bayamar, you know, Kanisi Al Yedei Shtar, or Kanisi, you know, Viyesh Shtaraya. You know, so let him be Neman Lomar, you know, Kanisi, you know, Al Yedei Chazaka, or Kesef, you know, Bali Kol Raya. Or would that just be like, you know, like Amigo Babakur Manan Sadi or something? I don't know. But let's assume it wasn't. I think that's an interesting question to ask, you know, about this virtual shtar question. Is it the chazaka that gives you that? Right? Because it's, you know, it's like a raya that you're the bailin? Or it's really, you know, you lost your shtar. This is a way of, like, you know, recovering your lost shtar virtually. Okay. Either way, it's a very, you know, it's more mechudash if you don't even have to claim that you've ever had a shtar. But either way, it's very mechudash to say, well, not only that there's no reyesa for lack of achvi shtar, but now we're going to give you some of the qualitative benefits, you know, as if we believe, you know, that your lost shtar has been recovered. Or we believe that there was, you know, a shtar. That's very mechudash. But that's definitely what the Rashbam seems to be saying in a bunch of places. Now, if you do say that, the Rashbam, those who are saying that idea, so in addition to the points I just made, you know, it puts a very different twist on Isdar Rinish Bishtar, right? Because the idea that, you know, whether the Mecha or the Chazaka is based on Isdar Rinish Bishtar, even like, I'm not saying this is the pshat of, but, you know, when we have the 2 days in Tosa, in the Ramban on Mem Beis Samad Aleph, you know, we're talking Katan. So, like, the first formulation there, you know, we were saying, oh, it's probably, you know, that's kind of pshat, and, you know, works better if it's like Rebbe Yonah, the Rajba, you know, etc. You know, like, there has to be, like, a, you know, an Isdayer Inish, you know, factor, you know, as a positive requirement of the Chazaka. But we're saying there, it needs to be that because, you know, that kind of makes more acute the Riot Studies, you know, of the Shtika, like he's gaining me by waiting it out, you know, till I'm not going to keep my records. You know, that's even more deafening or striking or consequential, you know, Shtika. Right. And therefore you need, you know, the factor of his dire initial as a positive, not just as a, like, you know, neutralizing, you know, the reyesa, right? That's how we interpret it, and I think that was correct. However, I just want making the ha'ara that, you know, or going, you know, going to back to the to some of the, like, evidence of the Xos, for example. But again, Xos has his own reasons. For him, his dire initial bishtari is a positive factor because it's the reason for the takana. You know, it's the vulnerability of the, you know, of the machzik. You know, he's going to make a kinyan, and then he's going to get, you know, undermined, you know, by the system. And they're just going to wait him out, you know, till he, you know, takes care of the clutter, you know, on his desk. So, the Xos was, trying to bring evidence, and talk about Tosis, and, you know, on Lamed Hey, and so on, you know, Lamed Hey and Base. Tosus was trying to bring, you know, evidence, you know, to show that, you know, Zdarinish Bishtare is like a prerequisite for this din, not just, you know, a reisa to undermine, you know, the, you know, when the din shouldn't apply. So whether it's some of the stuff that the Xos brings, or again, that formulation on men base, you know, Amud Aleph, if you take the view that Kaskas Gimel Shanin creates, you know, this mythical or the equivalent of, or the, you know, the effect of, you know, having like a virtual star, some of those makoros are very much more palatable, you know, as opposed to like, you know, it's just Achvishtare and the Reyesa as a separate factor, or a delaying factor, or, you know, it's a factor that is integrated into, you know, the Riot Studies of Shtikas, you know, Marakama, you know, given the statute of limitations or the expectation that, you know, it would be more compelling, my case, if I were telling the truth, my case would be more compelling within 3 years, and it's more cynical after 3 years. But those are very different usages of Vizdar and Ishbishtar, is what I'm trying to say. So that, I was going back to the language, let's say, of the Rashbam on Lamed Heyom and Aleph, and maybe Rabbeinu Chananel also, in the question of Kala, like Kala in the Chamacha Gedolim Mizu, because it, you know, triggers a Mizdair, you know, does that, is that just like a standalone that's just true? Or is that another, does that work better, you know, by saying, you know, the whole Yesod of Chazakah is our ability to project, you know, that, you know, the Cheskas Gimel Shanim gives you right now the ability, you know, to, you know, whip out this virtual, you know, star. You know, but of course you don't have that whenever there's a Mizdar. So it's not delaying based on the Reyesa, and it's not a factor, however you explain it, you know, that goes into building up the Riot Studies. It's not the Takana, the Rabbanan, you know, that overrides Marakama, which is king, at least in Karka, which I think is the Pshat and the Xos. It's, you know, what can give you, when do you have access, or when do you get the benefits for this projection of a virtual star? Okay. So, I think you have to look, again, throughout, whenever this language is used, and, you know, how, like, default, comfortable people like the Rashbam are to use it. And especially when, as I say, it works as a kula, you know, not as a chumra. In addition to that, you know, the language itself, just, you know. So this also, I think, may very well impact, as I say, how you read the Gemaras, at least, about Tzarech Levarer, you know, the debate between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. I'm going to stop here, and we'll pick up with this tomorrow, of, you know, Abba, you know, Bishtar, you know, Ube Chazak. Before we get to that, I do want to just as contrast, at least, analyze, because I think it's also just interesting in the Lashonos, of Rabbeinu Yona here, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Yona, on the one hand, goes out of his way, like, to avoid reading the Gemara like the Rashbam did. But I think in going out of his way to do that, you know, he, in his first pshat at least, you know, strengthens a little bit our conception of Cheskas Karka. And in his second pshat, of course, he reinforces his own view of what, you know, Izdar Inish and, you know, Riot Studis, you know, is about. And he tells you that about a second view anyway. In the second view, he keeps saying, you know, don't forget what I wrote. You know, this is reinforcing it. This is, you know, adding support to it. Meaning what he wrote on Kavtes at all. But I think even the first pshat, ironically, where you know he could have said what he wanted to say, you know, just much more simply. In other words, in both pshatim could have just been much simpler. He could have said the pshat in the Gemara, like we said before, the pshat in the Gemara has nothing to do with virtual shtar, right? The pshat in the Gemara is shtar is stronger than chazaka on any level, right? And the only reason you're involved in a chazaka is because you don't have the stronger evidence of the shtar, right? So if shtar, you know, requires support, then chazaka requires support. Kol Shekein. He could have said that, and I think some Rishonim would clearly say that is the pshat in the Gemara. That's the easiest pshat in the Gemara. Or, I guess the second easiest is, you know, chazaka works, right? Even though you don't have a shtar, you know, even if you did have a shtar, you know, you would have to provide, you know, some sort of corroborating, you know, evidence. You know, and therefore, since the whole idea behind the chazaka is that you might really have had a shtar, that's not the same as saying you do have a virtual shtar, but the best you could have had, that's different than the first pshat. I mean, the first pshat is more, shtar is stronger than chazaka, shtar needs corroboration, chazaka needs corroboration, end of story. Second one is, you know, if you had a shtar, we wouldn't be discussing this, right? Because it's, you know, and the reason that we believe you in a chazaka is we believe you that you had a shtar. You know, so you can't do better than if you had a shtar. Can't do better, and your kinyan is on the basis of suffek, maybe you do, or we believe you that you did, is not the same as saying that you have a virtual shtar. Okay. But it's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonah, he kind of has those two pshatim, but he fine-tunes them a little more. The first one is more like shtar is superior, but instead of just saying shtar is superior and yet it needs corroboration and support, when challenged, he says, shtar is superior, and therefore one, you know, you might have thought that, you know, when there's a chazaka, which is based on shtar, you know, that chazaka is powerful. Ugh. Number one, what does shtar have to do with the chazaka? What do we even need the chazaka? So that's, I think, a chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. So I want to talk about that. And then the second one, as I say, instead of just saying, you know, we're projecting that your taina is true, you know, as opposed to saying, you know, that lakula, but like, you know, al kol tzara shelo tavo, that's like the best we can do for you, you know. Instead, it's more like, this works me din riot studis. So the issue isn't, you know, whether you're a poshea, the question is whether or not you have a riot studis. Okay, so we'll talk about Rabbeinu Yonah tomorrow a little bit, and then I want to talk about Baal B'Shtar B'Chazaka, and then some of the other smaller things that we, you know, had on the Urjim Arim Komos, and then we will, you know, try to, we have Tuesday, Thursday, right? Thursday we're going to split. So I'm not sure. I'll see if I'm going to try to assess whether we're going to get through anything more or not before. Okay.